Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Charles Kemper, Jack Master, and our guest, the celebrated pianist Jose Torby. And here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
To swing on a star, you can do it now with a dime. Let's see now. How many U's are there in moon?
Charlie?
Hmm?
To whom are you writing?
To whom? Ain't you the grammatical one, though? Well, if you must know, nosey. I'm dashing off a letter to the man in the moon.
Oh, I see.
By special delivery radar.
Oh, that's fine. That's ridiculous.
Is it?
Yes. The moon is just a big barren dome reflecting light.
Did you think I'm going to let that one pass here, baby? Well, that makes two of you, doesn't it, Bergen?
Yeah. Let me see what you're writing there, Charlie.
Okay, there it is.
Dear Cheese Face. Yeah.
It's informal.
I can see that. Now that we've contacted you
by radar,
we will probably be visiting you soon.
Huh?
So I'd like to ask the following questions.
Give me the letter. I can read it better. Yeah. See here. First, please inform me if you have any truant officers up there.
Yeah.
Or are you really civilized?
Yeah, that's silly.
Get a load of this one. Would I enjoy myself on the moon, or do you allow, pardon the expression, ventriloquists up there?
Well, no, wait. Must you try to be funny?
Well, one of us had better be.
Yes. Go ahead with the letter.
I continue. You ought to be glad you aren't here on Earth. Peace is raging throughout the world. Capital and labor are getting together. Tooth and nail. And brother, that ain't good. Fine. Charlie McCarthy, USA, star of stage, screen, and radar.
Well, all that's fine. what exactly, Charlie, do you know about radar?
Well, radar, I know one thing about the word.
Yes.
It sure louses it up for the guys who like to spell things backwards.
It does,
The same thing.
I see, yes. I suppose you understand the principles of radar?
One can with application. No,
I see.
Awfully sorry.
That's all right.
Hate myself for not knowing.
Yes.
Feel a perfect cat.
Yes. Yeah, all right. Yes. Well, I'll try to explain it.
Well, that'll be fine.
Yeah. You might say that radar's main function is to reach out and bounce back.
Is that so?
Yes.
Sort of a scientific yo-yo.
Yes, you might. Yeah.
Must be a cross between a boomerang and an echo.
Well, it isn't exactly that either.
With a dash of homing pigeon.
Will you please? They sent a radar signal to the moon.
That's what they did. And the answer came back, no vacancies here either.
No. No, the remarkable part of it all is this, that the signal came back in only 2.5 seconds.
Yeah?
Yes. Think of that.
Hardly worth the trip.
No, it wasn't. It traveled at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second.
My goodness, that's even faster than lickety-split.
Yes, the speed of light is almost instantaneous.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, sound travels comparatively slow.
Oh, it does. It's sluggish. Yes.
As an example of that, a flash of lightning gets to you long before the noise of the thunder.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have.
Do you know why that is?
Yes, the lightning is greased.
No.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Here's a better illustration.
I could use one, yeah.
When a locomotive whistles from the distance,
yeah,
you see the steam first.
Yeah.
But the noise of the whistle is late.
Uh-huh.
Now, why is that?
The sound effects man was asleep.
No. Charlie, why do you see the steam before you hear the whistle?
Well, it takes a little while for the whistle to pucker up.
No. You can laugh if you want to. But when I think of all the great incomprehensible distances between the planets, I feel very insignificant.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the way you impress me.
Yes. Radar is just one of the many new scientific marvels. Oh, science has created some wonderful things.
Yes, it has. Say, nature ain't so bad either. Hiya, babe.
Here, Charlie. So long, Birgit. Wait a minute, Charlie.
I just sent a radar signal to the blonde in the second row.
Yes.
It bounced back a P.S., it did. Quote, meet me outside, unquote.
Just the fellow I want to see.
Hmm? Yes. Well.
Just the fellow I want to see.
Well?
Yeah.
Well. Lucky on me, then.
Yes, it is. Yes, I want to ask you to caddy for me while I play golf. Would you do that?
Oh, sure. I'll caddy.
Yes. Oh, that's fine. You know, there's one thing I can truthfully say about you.
Well?
Yes. You're cooperative.
No. I'm Mortimer.
Yeah.
I caught you on it again, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Mortimer, you like caddying.
Yep.
Yes. Just think you'll be seen going around the golf course with Edgar Bergen.
Mm, yep, that's right. Yeah.
Doesn't the name Edgar Bergen mean something to you?
Oh, yeah. I guess so, yes. Whatever became of him? Oh, no. No.
Yes. Now, of course, you understand, Mortimer, you'll have to do a lot of walking.
Yeah?
Yes.
Walking, yeah.
You see, the golf course has 18 holes.
Going to pieces, ain't it?
Yeah. Now, I just hope that you can walk fast enough.
Yeah, I'll walk fast enough. Yeah. I'll do my bonus.
That's fine. See, I don't want you dragging along in the rear.
Oh, you can count on me. I'll hold my end up.
Another thing is, I want you to keep score.
Yes.
Now, if the ball falls in the hole the first time I hit it. The first time.
The first time.
Yes. Why, it's a hole in one.
No.
Yes.
A hole in one.
A hole in one, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, better luck next time. I don't know.
I'm just wondering that if you can keep score.
Keep score? Yeah. You've been seeing too much of me lately.
I think so. Yeah. Can you keep score?
Well, I don't know. What is it?
Well, I'll tell you. Now, let's see. How high can you count? One, two. One, two.
Is that for you, Mo?
No. What comes after two?
Button the shoe.
No, Mortimer, now try this one. What is two and two?
Two and two?
Yes.
Well, that's arithmetic.
That's exactly right. Yes, I know. But what is two and two added together? Can you do that?
Oh, sure. That's awful easy. Well, it's kind of easy. Well, it's not so easy. What was the question? What was the question?
Marty, how can you be so stupid?
Well, with my looks, you can't expect brains, too.
No, I don't.
Give us a special arrangement of the well-known favorite, Liza.
Yes, sir. In future, you will please address me as Mr. Noble.
What's wrong?
Oh, you know very well what's wrong. Bringing that other pianist over here to take my place. That's Jose Iturbide.
No. You mean Jose Iturbide?
Well, really, now, you know, I thought you were satisfied with my services.
Well, of course I am.
All the time you were trying to fill my shoes, and with me still in them.
No. Oh, no. Oh, now, you're wrong. You're mistaken. No. Mr. Derby is merely our guest for the evening. Why, you mustn't be jealous.
Jealous? Why, I haven't a jealous bone in my head.
Yeah, well, after all, you two should be friends. You know, he's also a fine conductor.
Oh, spittlebows.
All of them.
I've led more bands than he can shake a stick at.
Well, then. Excuse me, I hope I'm not interrupting anything important.
Who thinks there's anything important about Jose Turby?
I do. Why, Jose Turby, here you are. Muchas gracias, amigos.
There you are. You see what I mean? Listen to that Spanish, the big show-off. I bet he doesn't even know Carmen from Miranda.
I do, too. Carmen is the short one that sings.
Well, that does. Good day, gentlemen.
Saludos, Jose.
Ah, buenas tardes, Señor Carlos.
Ah, long time no. Sí.
Jose, now let's talk about you.
Oh, no, Edgar, I don't like to talk about myself.
No.
Well... Where shall I begin?
All right. Well, tell me, did you start out as a concert pianist?
No, as a little boy.
As a little boy, yes.
Most of us do that.
My sister didn't.
All right. You do that.
I suppose you became a success in the usual way, six easy lessons?
No. I studied very hard. And you know, Charlie, I had a manager who looked a lot like you.
Like me? The Van Johnson type, huh?
And when I think of all the hardships I endure, yeah. It takes me back to my youth.
It does.
You mind if we go along just for the ride?
Not at all. I was living in a little garret in the beautiful city of Valencia, Spain. Expected. Oh, well, I mustn't be discouraged. I have been only practicing for 11 years.
Begging my pardon, Signore Turby. My father, she say I am to collect the rent.
Oh, Rosita, I am so sorry, but I cannot pay. Things are so bad, I have not tasted food in 3 days.
Oh, do not worry. It still tastes the same.
Ah, but the future is bright. Someday I will be a big name.
My father, he thinks you are one already.
No, not this time. My manager, Carlos McCarthy, has great plans for me. And you know, Carlos, he will stop at nothing.
Mm-hmm. I found that out last night. Well, I must go now. I'm annoyed, senor.
Ah, now to get back to my work.
Are improving.
You're just trying to make me feel good, Carlos. I think I should give it all up.
Give it up? What, and go back to stuffing tenendos in olives?
No. Well, we would have money if you didn't have to buy food for that bull in your room.
Yeah, but that bull is our meal ticket. I'm getting acquainted with him, so he won't hurt me. It's only 2 weeks until the big amateur bullfight. If I win, I get 1,000 pesos.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, short ribs, quiet.
Carlos. Carlos, I can't let you fight him just to get money for me.
Oh, Jose, such friendship is touching. So you don't want me to fight the bull?
Of course not.
You don't want to fight him?
Let's. Eat him.
Yes. Entree. I speak French, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, pardon me. I am Reginald B. Foggynoggin from England, you know.
Oh, from England? Stratford-on-the-Avon?
No. Doodling on the scratch pad.
Stop the country.
I am seeking unusual talent to appear as an exclusive social function, you see.
Well, I've got a bull that can kill flies with its tail.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid we couldn't really consider that much of an accomplishment.
Can you do it?
Yes.
this is Pancho, the postman.
You would like to have some letters, no?
Yeah, we don't want some, yes, I guess so.
Excuse me, but why is that big hole in your mailbag?
Well, you know, the mail, she must go through.
Oh, no.
Here's a big fat letter from the Doremi Piano School.
Oh, that is my sixth lesson. Thank you, Pancho. Adios.
Ow!
What do you want, Pancho?
My hand, she was calling the door.
Okay, here's your hand. Now, Vermouth. Play the new piece, Vermouth. I mean, Jose.
Good sir, please. You have the music upside down. This is the way you read it, you see.
Oh, think of that.
Excuse me.
For 11 years, he's been playing it upside down. Try it the other way, Jose.
Gentlemen, what do you think?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I didn't care for the finish.
Not loud enough?
No, not soon enough.
Another thing, too, if you don't mind my saying so, your arpeggios seem to drag.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been trying to get into exercise.
Do I get the engagement?
No, I'm so sorry. No technique, no finesse. No, frankly, no soap. Good day.
Carlos, what can we do? We are really behind the eight ball.
Sorry, you are behind in your rent, too.
Ah, there comes that real Spanish girl.
Who said that? Why, Rosita, how did you get in here?
The door, she is open, so I just walk in. I think.
Carlos, do something to stall her off.
What?
Get romantico.
See, you're a turdy. Hey, that's not a bad idea. Ah, Rosita, my little enchanting enchilada. How about a kiss?
Oh, Carlos.
Like that, huh?
Can you kiss like this fellow Gregory Peck?
Oh, I can outpick Gregory any old time. Come on, fuck her up, huh?
No.
Why won't you kiss me?
Because I have scruples.
Well, that's all right. I've had them twice. Excuse me, senor.
Who are you?
I'm Senor Sanchez who lives downstairs. Ever since 6 o'clock, there's been nothing but slamming doors and piano selections and noisy snorts.
He talks with quite a precipitation, doesn't he?
Yes, you can't even see a rainbow.
Yeah.
Please don't get sarcastic. I have a sneaking suspicion there's a bull right in there. And I'm going to satisfy my curiosity. Say, is there a bull in that room?
No.
Are you satisfied now?
Oh, Cece, I'm certainly sorry. I could have sworn there was a bull in there.
This orchestra gives Ray a special arrangement of one of the top tunes of the day. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.